by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 2nd of April, 2007. It's the birthday of Casanova, Giacomo Casanova, born in Venice, 1725, a clever man of great personal charm, which helped him win important friends. He became the director of the lottery in Paris, which helped make him very wealthy. He was arrested in Venice and denounced, and his books and writings were confiscated. He was sentenced to prison. He escaped, and then in 1785 retired to a castle in Bohemia, became a librarian. And while he was there, he set out to write his memoirs. The History of My Life, stories taken from it, have made him famous as a great seducer of women. It's the birthday of Hans Christian Andersen, born in Odense, Denmark, 1805, who gave us The Little Mermaid, The Emperor's New Clothes, The Snow Queen, Princess and the Pea, The Nightingale. Though he spent most of his life trying to write plays and serious novels for adults. It was in 1835, when he was in need of money to pay his rent, he dashed off a pamphlet with four fairy tales, and it became a huge success. So he published a new collection of fairy tales every Christmas for the next few years. They were extremely popular. He published 168 of them, The Ugly Duckling, considered to be one of his great stories. Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tales transformed the way Danish was written, because instead of using the formal King's Danish, he wrote the way ordinary people spoke. The Ugly Duckling begins, "It was so lovely out in the country. It was summer, and the wheat was yellow, the oats were green, hay was stacked up in the green meadows, and the stork walked about on his long red legs and spoke Egyptian, for he had learned the language from his mother." It's the birthday of Zola, Emile Zola, born in Paris, 1840, grew up in Aix-en-Provence in southern France. Went to university, failed to get into law school. For almost 2 years, Zola was unemployed. He pawned almost everything he owned. He begged for money. Eventually became a journalist. Somehow, Zola had learned that scandal is the best way to sell a book, so he wrote his first novel about a relationship he'd had with a prostitute. He was attacked in public print, and it made his name. Zola was a novelist who was part of a new style of literature called naturalism, working from direct observation of the world. He became one of the first writers to do extensive field research for his fiction. Wrote a series of novels about the life of an extended family, the series entitled Les Rougeants Macquart, but best known in this country for his novel Germinal about the life of coal miners in the North. Here's a poem for today by Robert Phillips, entitled The Changed Man. If you were to hear me imitating Pavarotti in the shower every morning, you'd know how much you have changed my life. If you were to see me stride across the park, waving to strangers, then you would know I am a changed man, like Scrooge, awakened from his bad dreams, feeling feather-light, angel-happy, laughing the father of a long line of bright laughs. It is still not too late to change my life. It is changed, me, who felt short-changed. Because of you, I no longer hate my body. Because of you, I buy new clothes. Because of you, I'm a warrior of joy. Because of you and me. Drop by this Saturday morning, and discover me, fiercely pulling weeds, gladly, dedicated as a born-again gardener. Drop by on Sunday. I'll turtle wax your sky-blue sports car, no sweat. I'll greet enemies with a handshake, forgive debtors with a papal largesse. It's all because of you and me. I've become one changed man. The Changed Man, a poem by Robert Phillips from his collection Spinach Days, published by the Johns Hopkins University Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McKinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.